Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Don Meyer, who's the CEO with Armstrong's Flooring Products business. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much.
I wanted to talk to you. I appreciate you giving me the time. You announced some big news on Monday that Armstrong World Industries, a publicly traded company, is moving towards splitting up its two primary businesses, its ceilings business and its floorings business. And I guess this process is going to take about a year, right?
Yeah, we are looking at a fairly involved process here, Kemp, and a lot of things need to be worked through. And typical transactions of this type take somewhere around a year to complete. So we've been communicating that this will happen sometime during the first quarter of 2016.
All right. Before we get into a lot of the details, let's get just a little bit of background. Everybody in this business knows who Armstrong is. Let's see, last year about $1.2 billion in revenue, and out of that, EBITDA was about $114 million. You're still the market leader in hardwood and resilient. And an interesting thing, if you look back, you're the oldest company in the business. Company got started in the late 1800s focusing on cork products, got in the flooring business initially building a plant in Lancaster. 1909, you entered the linoleum business. The neat thing about Armstrong is you've been a player in every business. You've been in the carpet business, ultimately sold that business to Shaw Industries back in 89. And some people may not remember, but from 88 to 98, major player, you owned American Olean. And ultimately owned a third of Dale Tile before exiting that business in 98. Then I guess the company just started focusing in hardwood, resilient, and laminate. So rich heritage in the floor covering business, right?
Very rich, thank you. And a very humbling sort of responsibility I have as the leader of the flooring business here at Armstrong to maintain that that legacy.
Yeah, and just a quick comment about you. Floor Focus actually did a leadership article on you in the January issue this year. And you've been with the company for about 4.5 years, came in with the TPG when they owned a big part of the company and decided to stay on, and now you've got the leadership role. A little background, you're from Ohio, went to Ohio State, and I'm sure you were pleased at their NCAA championship, right?
I think it was a tremendous debut for Ohio State in our first true national champion playoff, and nobody was more surprised than I that we actually carried it all the way. So very pleased with it, but also I would have never forecasted that at the beginning of the season.
Okay, so let's get back into this major news. What brought about this decision to separate the businesses?
As you mentioned, Armstrong over the 150 years has been into a lot of interesting businesses over that period of time. But if you look at us as we stand today, we really consist of just two very attractive but very different businesses. In the ABP, or ceiling business, and the AFP, the flooring business, and they really operate quite independently. Our goal in separating them is to improve both businesses' focus and agility around focusing on their respective markets. The real benefit is, as a standalone business, we'll be a pure play Armstrong Flooring, 100% focused on flooring and on the growth opportunities that exist in the flooring space. And we're going to continue to invest in our strategic initiatives to grow and further transform this business and really get us, I think, accelerating the growth strategies that we discussed last time.
Now, I missed the conference call that you guys had on Monday, but just a couple of details about that. So you go through this year-long process. Will there be an IPO? Will you be traded on one of the stock exchanges? Talk a little bit about how that works.
Again, I think a lot of the specific details of the transaction need to be worked out. What we announced on Monday is the intent to separate the companies, and there's a tremendous amount of work that needs to be done from a legal perspective, SEC standpoint. But in a nutshell, Armstrong World Industries will continue to trade on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker AWI. Mm-hmm. The difference will be it will simply be holding the assets of our existing ceiling business. And then the stock exchange and ticker symbol for Armstrong Flooring will be a separately traded stock, and its symbol and whatnot has yet to be determined. We'll certainly keep you posted on that as those decisions are made. We expect that stock to begin trading the day that the separation is complete. So you could view it a little bit like an IPO, basically, of both stocks, because both will need to be evaluated in the marketplace. As a shareholder of Armstrong World Industry stocks today, you'll be receiving a share of stock in both of the new companies.
Yeah. You know, you pointed out there's very little overlap in these two businesses. If you just talk about flooring, you're talking about a business that's 3,600 employees with 17 plants in three countries. So let's talk about, after this is done, what will the new company look like?
quite frankly, and I think this is a very important message, so I appreciate you asking the question, Kemp. The new company, Armstrong Flooring, structurally to the outside world is not going to look much differently to the marketplace. You know, we're going to continue to lead in the design, manufacture, and sale of high-quality flooring products, and our markets stay the same as well. We're focused, you know, on North America and the Asian markets. So really, there's going to be no changes as a result of this separation to our product or market segment strategies, our channel strategy. What I think you are going to see is an acceleration, if you will, of our execution of that strategy. We're going to be able to pursue these markets under the same trusted brands, which include, of course, Armstrong and Bruce, so the brand name stays the same. A continued strategy really to be the preferred partner for flooring solutions. This separation is going to give us the flexibility to pursue our strategy even more aggressively while serving our customers more effectively and efficiently. Frankly, as an independent company, it's going to make it much easier on our strategic investments and our resource deployments because they will no longer need to compete with other business unit opportunities. So as we're looking at decisions, it's going to be a prioritization of decisions all centered around the flooring business versus having to, if you will, compete with other opportunities that the building products unit might have. So in addition to that, it's going to give us direct access to the capital markets to fund this growth agenda. And I always believe, Kemp, you know, if you've got alignment of your investors with your board of directors, with your management team, with your business strategy, that just makes everything move much, much faster. And to me, if you wanted to boil it down to one thing, that's what really excites me about this separation.
I think, you know, most people know that when you start looking at the success of this, I mean, this company's got to be profitable enough to sustain itself, to attract investors. So you've really got to focus in that area, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You know, I love the fact that it's going to give the investors very good visibility into both of our businesses so that, to your point, not only can we attract the right kind of investors, but that they have the accountability of us because there's going to be an increased level of visibility into the performance of our businesses.
And will you continue? I think there's been a move recently with Armstrong to make most of the products here in this country. Will you continue with that strategy?
I wouldn't say there's a strategy to do that. We're doing that because we believe it's the best way to satisfy our customers, whether it's being able to be more competitive from a cost standpoint, reducing the lead times in the supply chain, improved quality, or, you know, being able to get products to the market in a faster manner. You know, that's really been the underlying drive to onshoring here in the U.S. Having said that, we've made, you know, significant investments in the Asian markets, two huge plants over there, and you know, we're seeing very high double-digit growth in those businesses over there. So to me, it's a regional game. You need to be close to your customer, and you got to tailor your products and your offerings and your innovation to the unique needs of the markets that you're serving.
So let's just talk real quickly about 2015. Most people we're talking to think this is going to be a good year. Are you optimistic about this year?
I'm very optimistic about Armstrong's year, Kemp. I can tell you that we are not banking on any significant help from the market. If the market does shine favorably on us, that will be additional help for us. But we've got so many opportunities without that, really focusing, you know, back on our customers, as we've discussed before. Crisp execution of our strategy by continuing to do what we're doing around providing the highest quality innovative products. We've got leading edge designs now out in the marketplace, combined with the service and support of our very valuable distributor partners. You know, we're really committed to exceeding our customer needs. And I think that's going to allow us to win in the market regardless of what the macroeconomic indicators do.
Okay, Don. Well, I look forward to watching what happens this year with you and seeing how this works out, because it's been announced that with this new company, you'll take the leadership role, right?
Yeah, I have been approved by the board of directors to be the CEO of this business. It's very humbling and a great honor to do that. You can tell by the tone of my voice in the past conversations we've had, I really believe that the best years for Armstrong Flooring are yet ahead of us, and I'm really proud to be a part of that.
All right, great, Don. It's good to talk to you, and good luck with this as you move forward. You've been talking to Don Meyer, who's the CEO of Armstrong's Flooring Products, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.